We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Pei Hei, Klal Gimel, the third section. The third Klal really means a rule, a general rule. Bo yivuar, in this chapter, it will be explained, She'en chiluk b'yisur lashon hara ben b'fanav uven shelo b'fanav. That there's no distinction. Chiluk means distinction. Between saying lashon hara in a person's presence, b'fanav, in front of him, uven shelo b'fanav, or saying lashon hara when he is not present. People sometimes think he's not here, it's okay to say it. No, it's not. Or sometimes people think I'm saying it when he's right here, so that must be okay. No, that might even be worse. Ve'yisur lashon hara afilu derech tzchok, we will discuss the prohibition of saying lashon hara even as a joke. Ve'afilu eino mever b'et ha'sipur t'ishu m'chaven alav, and we'll see that sometimes it is prohibited even when you don't express, you don't delineate who you are talking about. We'll see that. Ve'ochao pratim, and other details. We have eight sections, eight paragraphs to this chapter. Number one. Kama gadol isur lashon hara she'asratu Torah afilu al emet uv'chol gavnei. How grave is the prohibition of lashon hara. The Torah prohibits saying lashon hara even though it's true. Even if you're telling the truth in all forms. V'lo mi ba'im hu shomer et atzmo lesaper alav basetu makpid al zeh shelo yitgale lo de'asur. Not only if a person's careful to tell it quietly, the way lashon hara is often told in a whispered conversation, and you don't want it to get out that you said it, shal yedei zeh mekabel al atzmo gam ken arur, because if a person says lashon hara in that manner, where he does it deceitfully, he does it quietly, so then the Jewish people, before entering the land of Israel, we will learn in a few weeks, the Jewish people accepted upon themselves to observe the Torah, and they accepted upon themselves certain curses, that if people transgress certain aspects of the Torah, they should be cursed. So the Torah delineates 11 curses. Arur ha'ish. Cursed is the person who hits his friend in hiding. Makeh reyehu vasater. So the Jewish people, when they entered the land of Israel, stood atop two mountains, Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal. And in the middle, the Levites proclaimed, cursed is he who hits his friend in cunning, in hiding. And that's our tradition is that that's irrelevant, that Pasuk is alluding to this concept, he who speaks badly about someone else in hiding. And all the Jewish people said, amen, we accept upon ourselves to keep the Torah, and we accept upon ourselves that whoever transgresses this idea is cursed. So if a person tells lashon hara in hiding, so then he also has taken upon himself that curse. Kamo dechtiv, as the verse says, aru makeh re'ehu basater, cursed is he who hits his friend in hiding. El afilu imum sha'er ba'atzmo. But even if a person feels she'haya omer davar ze'af b'fanav, he feels like, I would say this even if he was standing right here. O shum saper lashon hara l'chavro b'fanav mamash, or maybe he's saying lashon hara in front of him. Come on, you know you did that. Why are you embarrassing him? How many times do people do that, right? They tell the other guy, you know you were speeding and the cop caught you and you know you went driving after you drank and everyone saw. It's wrong, but why is it okay to say it in front of other people? Gam ken asu. That's also prohibited. V'lashon hara mikra, and that's still called lashon hara. And in one aspect, the prohibition of saying it in front of him is more severe than if you say it not in front of him. Because when you say it in front of him, aside from the prohibition of lashon hara, a person, so to speak, dresses himself when he behaves this way, b'midat ha'azut v'chutzpah, a person takes on the trait of being brazen, having chutzpah. You're standing in front of the guy and you're speaking badly about him. So that's doubly wrong. V'morer yoter midanim al yedei zeh, and he arouses more fights by doing that. The guy is present, and you're going to say things that are derogatory about him, so that's going to cause fights. בכמה פעמים בא לידי זה גם כן נידה על בנת פנים, and how often it comes to the point where there's another prohibition where a person shames someone in front of other people, וכמו שערכנו לאל בפתיחה בלב דלא תיסע עליו חטא אין שם. As we expanded in the introduction, you could look over there. So what we learned today is that the prohibition of Lashon Hara is even when we're telling the truth. The prohibition of Lashon Hara is more severe when a person says it in hiding, so then there's that curse the Jewish people accepted upon themselves to those who say Lashon Hara in hiding. If a person says it in the person's presence, so then there's the problem that he's becoming brazen. He's saying it in front of a person, and he might even be shaming him. So, what's the answer? Don't say Lashon Hara, right? We should speak positive, and we shouldn't be talking Lashon Hara. It's going to be difficult to find a permissible way to say Lashon Hara, so we should train ourselves to say Lashon Tov, to say positive things, and it's a habit. A person can train himself to say positive, to see positive, and to talk positive, and if you talk positive, you see positive. Usually people wait to see it in order to say it, and it's the other way around. I'll give you a small example. They have these funny statistics out there about how many diapers you're going to change in a lifetime. Meaning, how many diapers do you change for a kid? So let's say our kids go through about 6 diapers a day. So multiply that by 365. So you already have about 2,000 diapers a year, right? 3 times 6 is 18. 6 times 6 is 36. So you already passed the 2,000 mark. So that's 2,000 diapers a year you're going to do for the child. Now let me ask you, if you're out working and your wife is changing the diaper, are you ever going to say thank you? Maybe you should say thank you 2,000 times a year. How many times do you think you're going to do laundry? How many loads of laundry are you going to do? So in our house, we do about 3 loads a day. So do the math. We do a load Matzei Shabbos, we do a load Friday. It's not like, so Shabbos is off. So let's say that's 15 loads a week, even though it's probably 18. But let's say it's 15 loads a week. Times 52 weeks, no, you're almost at 700 loads, right? So you're past 700 loads. So 15 times 52 is past 75, yeah. So you're past 700 loads. Will you say 700 times thank you about the laundry? But if you did say thank you, so then you would have more appreciation and you'd be a happier person. Because when we say thank you, then we notice the good that we have in our life. Part of saying thank you is that we open our own eyes. We're not just showing appreciation to the other person. So it's not just don't say Lashon Hara, not to speak negative. If a person can train himself to say Lashon Tov, to speak positive, there's what to talk about. 700 thank yous, we're a little bit behind. Think of how many loads of laundry your mother did for you. You know, multiply that by 15 years, and you're already at over 10,000 thank yous. You're behind on your thank you list. So the idea of Lashon Hara is not that a person should spend his life being reticent and silent. A person can focus on the good and appreciate the good and speak about the good, and then a person becomes himself, a positive person.